ಜನಶಲಕ್ಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ಮಿಲಿತನೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋವ್ಯಸ್ತಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾಮಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾತಿಕಂ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಅಪ್ನೇ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. And in 1971, the first piece of land was purchased in Mayapur. Prabhupada purchased 5 acres of land that he got with great difficulty. And in 1972, the first World Purnima Festival was held in Mechabad. 50 devotees took part. Prabhupada had this great desire to fulfill Nityananda's prediction. As you just heard, Nityananda Prabhu had told Jiva Goswami that very soon there will be an outstanding temple which will appear and will engage the entire world in the eternal service of Lord Chaitanya. And our acharyas endeavored to realize this prediction. As you just heard, Thakur Bhaktivinoda had predicted that a day would come when devotees from different countries, and he named the countries, would come to Mayapur. And Bhakti Siddhanta Ji also had his great desire that an Adbhut temple should be created in Mayapur. Prabhupada opened many temples around the world, but it was only Mayapur that he addressed as the world headquarters, the spiritual capital of ISKCON, of the Vatican of ISKCON. And Prabhupada, in many of his letters, highlighted the importance of Mayapur. I collected 3 extracts of Prabhupada's innumerable quotes that I would like to share with all of you. In one of Prabhupada's letters, he said, "The Krishna conscious movement has established its center in Mayapur, the birth site of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give everyone a great opportunity to go there and perform a constant festival of Sankirtana Yajna and to distribute prasadam to millions of hungry people hankering for spiritual emancipation. This is the mission of the Krishna conscious movement." So Prabhupada talks about the Mayapur center and what his goal should be, to attract everyone to spiritual life. Then he talks about the Vedic planetarium. Shivaram Swami very nicely described the purpose and what the planetarium is going to reveal. "Now we all together make this Vedic planetarium very nice, so that people will come and see. From the description in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you prepare this Vedic planetarium. My idea is to attract people of the whole world to Mayapur." So Prabhupada wanted Mayapur to be an international center where people from the whole world would come to gain understanding about the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada also wanted that this project be built with efforts of the whole world. So Mayapur, as we know, it's very unique. And Mayapur is a place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful of all incarnations, appear. So, based on the desire of the acharyas, Prabhupada had this great desire that a very unique, outstanding temple be built in Mayapur. Gaurav Swami revealed that Once Prabhupada was having a massage in Calcutta, and he approached Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, what do we have to do to please you?" And then he offered two suggestions. He said, "I think if we distribute books and help build the Vedic planetarium, then you'll be very happy." And Prabhupada smiled and said, "Thank you very much. You understood my mind." So Prabhupada had this great desire. This was one of Prabhupada's anxiety, how to build this Vedic planetarium. And in another lecture, Prabhupada said, "If you help build this Vedic planetarium, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur will come and take you where? Back to Godhead." So we know through innumerable lectures, letters, darshan that Prabhupada gave, the importance of building this Vedic planetarium, and this is going to be the biggest temple built in the last several hundred years. So as you can see, the project's made some good progress. We've been talking about this Vedic planetarium for a long time, the Adbhut temple for a long time. Prabhupada, when he was on the planet, even laid a foundation stone. But then due to several problems, project is almost complete, and as you know, we came this far due to the magnanimous donation and help given by Amrish. He knew this was Prabhupada's desire. He took Prabhupada's instruction to him very seriously, and he made a big sacrifice in contributing generously to bring the project to this point. But as you can see, the project is not finished. Is it finished? Oh, no. No. I think it was a good idea to have the class here. This was Prabhupada Prabhu's idea. So all of you can see the condition of the project. All of you can see the project. So as you can see, we still have to do a lot of work. We still have to make efforts to complete this project. And one of the instructions that Prabhupada gave was, one of the comments he made regarding this project was, that this project will be built with donations from the whole world. So we have a lot of work to do. I think we should endeavor to increase the awareness of the Mayapur project in the Mayapur city to the whole world. We should all become ambassadors of Mayapur and increase the awareness around the world. So there are several schemes that the fundraising department of the Mayapur project has started, and I thought that if we got involved in fundraising, ultimately fundraising is necessary to complete this project. If we all endeavor, I realize that in India we have a big responsibility, but if we all endeavor globally, then I think it should become possible. How many of you think we should endeavor globally to make this complete? So there are various schemes, but we'll ask Prabhupada in charge of the fundraising. He can explain the various schemes to all of you. My main purpose was to request everyone to take this responsibility to try and complete this project. The building, the way it stands, doesn't look very impressive. But once it is complete, it will look very, very impressive. So if we all try, maybe Brajvilas Prabhu can... Is Brajvilas here? We can give you all some experience. Forms, etc. The various schemes, they have a golden brick scheme, they have a square foot scheme, they have... Have you seen these notes? If you can't afford much, you can sponsor these different bricks. Each brick is only 10 rupees. If you sponsor 5 bricks, you have to give 50 rupees. If you sponsor 500 bricks, 100 bricks, then you give 500. There are various schemes. And my request is, if all of you can please familiarize yourself with these schemes and try and help complete this project. This project has to be completed, and Krishna is giving all of us a chance to engage in His service and be instruments in completing this project. We've all been hearing the glories of Mayapur Dham, and once this project is completed, it will attract thousands and thousands of people to Krishna consciousness. As it is, the Mayapur project is attracting so many people to Mayapur. Everyone who comes to Mayapur walks away with a very, very favorable impression. And you can imagine what the response is going to be once the whole project is complete. So let us all try to work together to complete this project. We should all think that it is our responsibility to help complete this project. And I think if you all sincerely try, Krishna will help. And on our side, we'll try our best in India to also increase the awareness and the help that temples can give. One of the things we can do is invite dignitaries to come and see this project also. And we're going to try and bring important dignitaries. Last year our Pune temple was inaugurated by the President of India, who hails from Bengal. And while we were having prasad, we spoke about his coming to Mayapur, and he promised me he would come. So I think we should follow up and bring him here on a suitable occasion. And let us all work together to complete this project.